I had a dream earlier on this week, and I think it was this week, might have been, I don't know, but in the dream, it was Mike and a group of us, and we were out on somebody's patio, and they're asking if somebody wanted to preach, and at the time, in the dream, I was standing there, and he looks over at me, and he's like, you should preach. And so in the dream, I was like, I don't have anything. I don't have any notes or anything. And so the dream ended at that. And so today, I'm doing something a little silly. I have this as my note. It's one word, a definition. It's a Greek word. It stems from the word koinonia, and that's fellowship in the Greek. And the word that I'm looking at is synago. Synago. And the definition is to lead together, collect or convene, specifically to entertain, hospitality, which is what entertaining is, to accompany, to assemble ourselves together, bestow, come together, gather selves together, to lead into, resort, take in. And with that word, I just kind of got just the picture of the church, right? Like we come through life and through society, we're pretty individualistic, especially in our society. It's just all, I got to do this, I got to make this and all that. All the stuff that we're building, you look at society and it doesn't click together like it's supposed to. And with the word of God and what Jesus has done, he brought us together. And so that togetherness has to be complete. So there's a completeness that comes with togetherness. You can't be complete without each other, right? And that's the church. The church is complete. And so when you look at our bodies, I have a body, it is complete. There's nothing in me that wants my arm to be unattached from itself, from my body, and left somewhere. I don't want to leave my body behind. I don't want to leave my arm behind. I don't want to leave my leg behind because I need it. And so there's this aspect of it has to be together. Because that's why we're formed. That's how God made the body. And so when we come together, it's under a head. And the head is Jesus. And just listening to the worship and listening to the prayer in the prayer room, you hear the name Jesus. Jesus Christ. And I want to start off with this. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. It's Jesus. The whole reason why we're here today together is because of Jesus. I know that you didn't come to church on a Sunday to much of anything else. It's fellowship, and that's good, but it's Jesus. The whole reason why the church is the church is because of Jesus. It's not because of us. I think we become a little dangerous when we start to make it about the church. It's not about the church in the aspect of the head. The head is the head, and that's Jesus. I heard a word earlier on this week through a sermon, and the guy was giving a story about his past, and he said that if you were to take every single person in this world, and if you were to take their love, and let's say you were to take the love of each person and put it in a container of some sort, and I gave it to someone, like Mike or my wife, it wouldn't be enough. I don't know how many people are in the world, 10 billion-ish. If you were to take every single one of those people, take that love and give it to some one single person, that's not enough love. Not enough love. But there is enough love in the God who loved the world that he gave his son. And I can just imagine that's not a light thing. It's a very serious thing that God loves you so much. Sam, God loves you so much. Tony, God loves you so much that he gave his only son for you, for all of us. And his body was broken. He took our sins for himself, and his body was broken, and his blood was shed. That is our King. The King who did that, that loves us so much that he broke his body for us. But then it doesn't end there. He rose again. By the power of God, he rose again. And so now we have life. And we move forward together with the fact that Jesus has done. And now he sits on the throne. And he's confident. He's confident in the church that he's building. And just this morning, Christine and I were driving. We had to go fill up on our gas for our car. And this company to the side of the road had a little poster thing outside their business. And it said, forward, period, together, period. And I'm just amazed at those things. Just amazed. And you begin to wonder, what is God building? What has he done? I know for me, he's done so much. There's nothing in me that can attain to anything that's good. My flesh cries out a lot of the times, and it's tiresome. It's very tiresome to be chained and shackled by the flesh, but Jesus has the power to break those chains. He can break those chains wherever you are. And so now we stand together. We have a slogan for our church, a vision for our church, to know Jesus and make him known. And so we go forward, period, together, period, with that. We got a journey to go. And so let's do it. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians. It says, for the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, and I love that part, each one, as he chose. As he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? If I left my arm at home, where would the body be? If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is written, there are many parts, yet one body. And then it goes on to say, about the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you. We can't say that to each other. And I know for me, just the season that we came through as a church, there was something in my heart that said, well, maybe I don't need them. But no, the church worldwide, the church, I need the church. I need to be united under the head, Jesus Christ. A body needs to work together. A Our body needs to walk together. Now, sure, there's obstacles and we get through them, but we got to work together. I know for my shoulders to work, they need to be pretty well lubricated or whatever inside their shoulder. I'm not a doctor or physician, but I know that if there's a little bit of clicks or clacks or anything that goes on with my body, I feel it. We were over at Mike and Mo's house over the summer sometime, and I was carrying a chair, and the seat top fell off of the chair, and it hit my foot, my toe, actually, and I still got the mark from it, and that was a few months ago. And there's something that happens with a body when the body is in pain. It cries out. It really cries out. And so I know the rest of my body says, okay, I got it. We got to come together and try and heal this little thing. For me, I exaggerated it because I exaggerate pain. But it works out. It healed. The mark is still there, but it's healed. I don't feel it anymore. It's not in pain. The body is working itself together. Where am I? Ephesians 4. There it is. Ephesians 4:15. How does a body build itself up? And I love this because it's so simple yet so vast in itself. It says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now that's not a cheesy kind of love. That's the kind of love that really is the love that says, where you're at, I love you. We're going to work together. We're going to get through this. We got this mountain to climb together. We're not going to leave anybody behind. And what is it that unites people? It's love. You hear it all around the world. Everyone's crying out for love. Everyone's crying out to be connected in some way. It's in our heart. It's built into us. It cries out. And as Christians, we have a venue, not a building, a venue, a body of believers to cry out in love. And when I look at my wife, I can say, I don't love her perfectly, but I love her. And she loves me, even though she knows all my imperfections, not just my physical imperfections, my character imperfections and my bad habits and all these sorts of things, that we come together in a body of believers and we start rubbing shoulders together and we start smelling each other. I can say that. But all these things that we have to come together, things that aren't important to salvation, right? Things that even in some sense, aren't even worth the time. Conversations, when we talk to each other, let's build each other up in love. I want to speak life to you. I want to speak life to you. Let it be nothing else. Our hearts seem to be geared, my heart, I know, is geared towards focusing on the thing at hand, but the thing at hand is temporary. But the kingdom ahead is eternal. And that's what Jesus is calling us to. Jesus is building up his church without wrinkle or blemish. A beautiful bride. If you can imagine this gorgeous lady, Christina. No. The gorgeous lady of Jesus. The God that he's... Santa Claus, isn't he? This beautiful image. This amazingly beautiful image that Jesus is building. It's not us, it's Jesus. Jesus is building the church. Jesus can carry us to where we need to go. So when we're worshiping, we keep our eyes on Jesus. When we're praying, we keep our eyes on Jesus. When we're talking with each other, we keep our eyes on Jesus. And that's the direction of our lives, individually and together. And it's beautiful. There's nothing else we can ask for more, right? We can't ask for more than that. There's a direction. It says, where there is no direction, people perish. Where there's no vision, people perish. We have a direction. And Jesus is calling each and every one of you. Jesus is calling each and every one of you. I know it sounds generic. I had a friend challenge me on saying, Jesus has great things for you. And he challenged me. He said, oh, what is that? That's so generic. Like, there's, what is it? What is it? What does Jesus have? What is he calling? He's calling you to life. He's calling you to life, a life of abundance. And only he can do that. Only Jesus can speak a word and there be life. So when you hear a word of God, when you see people of God and they speak the word to you, take it. Take the truth. Let it rest in you. Because what that seed is going to do in you is it's going to grow. It's going to bring life and it's going to bring fruit like you've never seen it before. You may even wonder, how did that happen? Or how did I respond like that? All these things, they're the connection of the body, the tendons and the ligaments, the words that we speak with each other is like a tendon. So the words that we speak, we can season it with salt. And we can lift each other. And we can hold each other. And we can walk together through this narrow gate. Because that's the path that we're on, is the narrow gate. I don't have much more. But just, it almost feels like a cry of the heart, I don't know, but be united. Be united. All the idiosyncrasies of ourselves, they work themselves out, but let's be united. Let's build each other up in love, and we'll get there. And each and every one of you has an amazing gift. If you don't know what that is, seek God, because he has something in you that I need. And it's amazing. The gift that you have, it's a specific gift that God gives to you. And this body needs it. Whatever that is. And if you need help, find someone, pray together, read the word together, grow together.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.